bidding will end at the bottom of the seventh inning. Lucky fans will go home with signed jerseys at the end of the game. Fans, you do not want to miss out on these beautiful retro coloring jerseys. At the concourse, put your bid in now.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium, where today the Tacoma Rainiers wrap up a six-game homestand with a game against the San Diego Padres AAA club, the El Paso Chihuahuas. While the Rainiers have already won this six-game series, they've won four of the first five games, and they'd like to close out a really successful homestand with a victory today. On the mound for the Rainiers will be right-hander Easton McGee. McGee making his fifth start of the season. He's 2-0 with a 3.22 ERA. He'll be opposed by El Paso right-hander Pedro Avila. Avila's 1-2, 13.5 ERA. These two pitchers squared off against one another in the series opener on Tuesday, a game that the Rainiers won 11-7. That game was quite memorable because of all the walks. It was played in very cold temperatures. The pitchers were having difficulty controlling the baseball, and there were 25 walks in that game. Now, McGee, the Rainiers starter, he walked only 2 and 5 innings in that game, the walks mostly coming after he left the game. But I do think we will not see a repeat of that today. It's not that cold. We're in the low 50s here today, much warmer than it was on Tuesday night. And also, it seems like these two teams have maybe gotten all the walks out of their system as they have cut them down the last two ball games in this series. That includes yesterday's game, which was a real pitcher's duel. The Rainiers beat El Paso last night 2-1. Darren McCacken, great start for the Rainiers. Struck out 10 over six innings, gave up just one run, but actually left the game trailing 1-0 because the El Paso starter, Matt Waldron, tossed six scoreless innings on his own. So it was 1-0 El Paso going to the bottom of the eighth. The Rainiers loaded the bases with two outs for Mike Ford, and Ford grounded a sharp single through the right side and into right field. Two runs scored. The Rainiers had a 2-1 lead, and Matt Festa pitched a 3-up, 3-down ninth to secure the save. And Tacoma was a winner yesterday, 2-1 the final over El Paso. The Rainiers have played great baseball here at home this season. They're now 8-2 at Cheney Stadium. Good to see the team getting off to a great start here at the home ballpark early in the season. The Rainiers over the years haven't always played that well at home, especially early in the season. But this year they're doing it, 8-2 here at the home ballpark. Well, it's Sunday. Sundays are our interview days on the pregame show this season. And today we're going off the board a little bit. This one was fun. During the Rainiers' last road trip in Round Rock, there was a scout there who looked familiar. Scouting for the New York Yankees was Scott Acheson, one of the all-time right here. In fact, he is tied for the all-time franchise lead in most games pitched in 151 games for Tacoma. And this was all in the early 2000s. Had a chance to interview him during that series in Round Rock. We're going to play the interview today. Scott Atchison's going to we're going to walk down memory lane a little bit and remember some Rainiers teams of the past with one of the all-time Tacoma Rainiers in modern history. We'll visit with Scott Atchison right after these messages.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Today we're visiting with a former Tacoma Rainier for a long time, Scott Atchison, former Rainiers pitcher who's actually tied for most appearances all time by a pitcher in a Tacoma uniform, 151 games played in a Rainiers uniform. Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Good to be here.
A lot of time with the Rainiers in the early 2000s. You were basically a mainstay with the Rainiers, first in the rotation and then in the bullpen from 2002 through basically halfway through the 2006 season. It's a long time with one AAA club. I mean, you must have some great memories of that time and also some other ones maybe not so great.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed all of it. I mean, I met my wife there, but I mean, that's, you know, the old stadium before they've done all the renovations and everything was always kind of, though not the newest, it was a unique place to play and it was our home, and, you know, met a lot of friends there and guys I still stay in touch with. And it was a good time. It was a fun place to play. Obviously, you don't ever want to be stuck in AAA for that long, but it is what it is. And, you know, it worked out.
It really did for you. You didn't get a chance to break into the majors really until you were older and then established yourself. And you ended up having a long career in the big leagues after leaving the Mariners organization. Can you maybe kind of just run down some of the highlights of things that you really enjoyed in the majors during your time or some fun stays you had?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it took a little while. I went overseas for 2 years, and when I came back, I was with the Red Sox, which was where I made my first opening day roster, which was, I mean, I remember everything about it to this day. I mean, it was very exciting, and it was, I was with Boston and we were playing the Yankees, so it made for quite the excitement of obviously the Red Sox Yankees matchup. But, you know, I had a lot of good years. I was able to play a long time and meet a lot of people and stayed relatively healthy to do it, and, you know, felt fortunate and tried to take advantage of opportunities every time I could get them.
And you pitched in the major leagues and professionally up through 2016, I believe, and became a coach at the major league level, and now you're scouting for the Yankees. How did this come about?
You know, a couple years as a bullpen coach in Cleveland, and then I was let go, and I had connections with the Yankees, and he gave me a call and asked if I wanted to scout, and I was like, sure, let's try it out. So I've been doing that now for 4 years and really have enjoyed it. It's a different way to look at the game. You're sitting in the stands. I sat most of my life in baseball out in the bullpen looking kind of at everybody's backsides, and now I'm looking at the whole field, and it's been fun. I've had, like I said, evaluating guys, getting to see some guys, you know, go back and watch A-ball and see things that I hadn't seen for a long time and watch these guys kind of develop through the levels and with their hopes and dreams on the line too, and, you know, evaluate them from there.
We're with Scott Atchison, former Tacoma Rainiers pitcher, all-time franchise leader in games pitched in. And Scott, let's go back in time now. Early 2000s with the Rainiers. Your manager in Tacoma during all that time would have been, or for the majority of it anyway, would have been Dan Roan. What do you remember about Roney?
Roney was great to play for. You know, he kept us all loose and really, you know, but expected a lot out of us and was able to get it out of a lot of guys. I mean, I think we had a ton of guys that played there for a few years, and we were good, and the teams were good, but he just had a good feel of when to give us time off, when to give us a break, especially in the PCL where there's a lot of travel, but also knew when to kind of get on us if things weren't going right. And, you know, you could always count on him for a good argument with the umpire, too. I think he had a big slip in Portland and fell on his backside one night. So that, you know, he always got some amusement every once in a while, too. But it was a pleasure to play for and definitely enjoyed my time playing for Roney.
There were some great Rainiers teams during that era, and we've been chatting before we turned on the recorder about the 2004 team, which had Bucky Jacobson launching home runs, and you were having a great year. A lot of guys who went on to play in the major leagues that year. You were an all-star that season in the Pacific Coast League. What do you remember about that year?
I just remember in the first half, it was hard to beat us. We were really good pretty much at every spot, and we had a strong rotation with Blackley and Clint Neget and Bobby Madrich and some guys that were really kind of first year in AAA but were really taking off and all ended up in the big leagues that year. I also remember that basically after this halfway point, most of us were in the big leagues because the big league team was struggling, and I know it was after that the team – Tacoma, anyway, had to kind of fill in and wasn't as strong towards the end. But we had a great first half, and everybody was playing so well. It was fun to be a part of. I mean, you like winning, even if it's in AAA. Winning's still fun.
You ever think about, you know, all the time you spent in AAA and then how you had an extended major league career afterwards and how kind of that's sort of rare? You don't see that often anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I just tried to keep going and felt like, you know, I mean, I was doing well in AAA. It was just kind of just waiting for an opportunity. Like I said, I went over to Japan for 2 years and really got a little better, I think, and handled pressure a little better, and then ended up in a really good situation when I came back in Boston that fit me and I fit what their needs were. And so I was able to kind of take that and then show that, you know what, I could pitch in the big leagues and be consistent year in, year out. So I was able to get a lot of time late. But, you know, I think there's plenty of guys out there that can happen. There's a little more transactions now than in the past, per se, but so guys don't maybe get us stuck here, but there's always going to be somebody that's going to do that, and they're going to scratch and claw, and they just need the right opportunity. And, you know, you as a scout, even I'm looking for those guys and thinking, man, we have an opportunity, this could be a perfect fit for us. So you're looking for that kind of player also. And, you know, always, I guess, I always have a little bit of a soft side for that. If I'm watching, it's like, well, I don't want to give up on anybody, because I know myself and multiple other people that have had very similar careers that just need that opportunity, and you don't want to give up on them too soon.
It's great to see you again, Scott, and I hope the scouting works out for you. You've been doing it for years, so it must be working out for you. But great to see you again, and I hope you think fondly of your days in Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it, you know, and I mean, like I said, I haven't been back, but it was a great place to play, and, you know, thanks for having me on, Mike.
That's Scott Atchison, former Tacoma Rainiers pitcher. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting El Paso Chihuahuas, who have a record of 7 wins and 13 losses. They're the San Diego Padres AAA club managed by Philip Wellman. Leading off and playing left field is Adam Engel. Batting second, center fielder Luis Liberato. Hitting third, shortstop Tim Lopes. In the cleanup spot, right fielder Brandon Dixon. Batting fifth, designated hitter Alfonso Rivas. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Yorman Rodriguez. Batting seventh, doing the catching is Pedro Severino. Hitting eighth, first baseman Rangel Ravelo. And batting ninth, the second baseman Jansen Witte. On the mound for El Paso, right-hander Pedro Avila. Avila's 1-2 with a 13.5 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 11-8 on the season, and Tacoma managed by John Russell. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is going to lead things off with Taylor Trammell. Trammell's in center field. Batting second is the right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, left fielder Cooper Hummel. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Jake Schneider hits fifth. He's at first base. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Colin Moran. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. Hitting eighth, shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman Cesar Hernandez. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Easton McGee. McGee's 2-0 with a 3.22 ERA. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Harley Acosta. At first base, the crew chief Tom Hanrahan. And over at third, it's Mark Stewart. Tacoma and El Paso, final game of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start here at Cheney Stadium. The Tacoma Red Ears and the El Paso Chihuahuas on this Sunday afternoon with a good crowd on hand here at Cheney Stadium for the final game of this six-game series. Red Ears have already won the series. They're just trying to finish it off with a flourish now. On the mound, right-hander Easton McGee. He's finished his warm-up pitches, and Adam Engel is the leadoff man for El Paso, rehabbing major leaguer, right-hand hitter. And the pitch from McGee is swung on and pulled on one hop to short. McCoy has it. He throws a one-hopper to first, and it's in time for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the first inning. Adam Engel retired, and now Luis Liberato will be the batter. Liberato, former Rainier. Chihuahuas have three former Rainiers in the starting lineup today. Liberato, the next man, Tim Lopes, and also Jansen Witte. Liberato stands in, left-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Wind is blowing out today. We got a break from the wind yesterday, but it's picked up again today as Liberato fouls one away. And the wind blowing out, plus the fact that it's a day game, a little warmer today, we may have a more offense-oriented contest this afternoon. We'll see. You never really know. 1-1 pitch, and it's swung out and fouled away on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Red Ears are wearing some new jerseys today. It's throwback weekend, throwing back to the 1990s and when the Mariners first affiliated with Tacoma in 1995, breaking out some teal. Here's a swing and a foul by Liberato. Nice catch by a fan. So McGee ahead in the count here, 1-2. Tall, lanky right-hander with his 1-2 pitch, and it is taken a little bit low. That was close. Two balls, two strikes. Not using the robot umpires today. The human being umpire is calling the balls and strikes. Now the 2-2. Swung on and cued into center. Here comes the center fielder, Trammell, and he makes the catch. Reaching down to his right, his glove side, and sliding a little bit, he hauled it in. And two men are out at the top of the first. Nice play by Trammell. Now Tim Lopes is the hitter. He's had a big series and has a seven-game hitting streak coming into this one. Right-hand batter hitting .342 on the year. McGee into his motion to the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is a ball. Evens up the count 1-1. Next pitch, fouled back. McGee in his first year in the Mariners system with his 1-2 pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. He's working with Jacob Nottingham behind the plate. Around the diamond, the Red Ears have Shiner at first, Hernandez at second, McCoy at short, and Moran at third. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tim Lopes, and Easton McGee works a three up, three down, top of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first. El Paso nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac regenerative air wet vacuum sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
El Paso does not score in the top of the first. Easton McGee sets down the side in order. Taylor Trammell to start things off made a nice catch in center field at the top of this inning, and now he bats for his first time. Pedro Avila with a pitch, and it's taken up and away. There's ball one. Trammell 5 for 14 in four games on this injury rehab assignment. Here's one outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Trammell. Avila's next pitch down and in, ball three. Avila's been with El Paso for a couple of years now and has been a spot starter here and there in the big leagues for San Diego. But he's having a rough beginning to his 2023 season. 3-0 pitch. In for a strike to Trammell. He was taking all the way. Now the 3-1 inside, ball four. Trammell will head down to first base, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Avila's pitched 10 and two-thirds innings this year. He's allowed 16 earned runs on 15 hits and 11 walks. The 11 walks are, of course, most concerning, and there he is, walking the leadoff man today. Trammell is on, and here's Cade Marlowe in his sixth game since coming off the injured list. And the pitch is a breaking ball that is in for a called strike, 0-1. So 0-1 the count to Marlowe. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Trammell. Trammell's already 2 for 2 stealing bases on this rehab assignment. It's being held out over there by Rangel Ravelo. Now the 0-1 pitch out. Trammell's not going, so Severino fires down to first instead to try to pick him off that way, and Trammell gets back in easily. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming. Swung on and fouled away. 1-2 now to Marlowe. Now here comes the 1-2. And it's an off-speed pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Avila on Tuesday in the first game of the series went three innings, and the Rainiers got him for 7 runs. And the walks were the big culprit. He walked 5. And Tacoma also hit 2 homers off him. So there's a throw to first. Trammell's back in. The homers were both hit by Jake Shiner. who is hitting fifth in the lineup today. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Marlowe. Trammell with his lead. He does not go. Well, time was called before the pitch by the batter Marlowe, so he uses his timeout. With the new pace of play rules and the pitch clock, the batter's allowed one timeout per plate appearance. 2-2 the count. Avila with his pitch, the runner goes, pitches up and away, throw down to second base, is not in time on a close play, Trammell steals it. Very close play down there, the catcher Severino got a good throw off. But Trammell was able to get his foot on the bag just ahead of the tag from the shortstop Lopes. So Trammell with his third steal, and he's now in scoring position. And here comes the full count pitch on its way to Marlowe, and it is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. So the full count remains. Now the 3-2, up and away, ball four, and Marlowe heads down to first base. Back-to-back walks start the bottom of the first inning for Tacoma. And now Cooper Hummel will bat for his first time. Hummel is a switch hitter. He'll bat left-handed. He was just optioned to AAA by the Mariners after making the M's opening day roster. Option to AAA yesterday. Pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. He struggled with the M's, 2-for-23 in 10 games, and they're hoping he can find his stroke again here in AAA. This is his Tacoma Rainiers debut today. The 1-0 pitch down low to Ado. Hummel grew up in Portland and was a Mariners fan. So, being acquired by Seattle this past offseason was a highlight for him, and making the opening day roster a real treat. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is down and in, ball three. Hummel went to Lake Ridge High School in Lake Oswego. Rio pitch, low ball four, four-pitch walk, and Avila, who had trouble with the walks on Tuesday, has walked the first three batters he faces in the first inning today. And that'll cause a trip to the mound by the El Paso pitching coach, Scott Mitchell. He's going to go talk to Avila. Chat out there. The infielders come in as well to offer some encouragement. Well, Mike Ford, who hit a grand slam here 2 days ago, part of his three-homer game, is now going to bat with the bases loaded at the bottom of the first inning. Conference on the mound breaks up. Ford followed up his three-homer game on Friday with a one-hit game yesterday. It was a single, but it was a two-run single that drove in the winning runs. Here's the pitch to Ford, and it is low for a ball. In 17 games for Tacoma, Ford's batting .333 with six homers, and he leads the league with 28 runs batted in, 10 of them coming in the last two games. The 1-0 from Avila is off speed and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ford wants to swing the bat. He wants to drive in runs, but he's well aware of the fact that Avila's having a big-time trouble throwing strikes. The 2-0 is a fastball inside, ball three. He's missed the zone with eight straight pitches. There's a case where Ford has the green light, but he may not use it. Well, he does. He hits a foul down the first baseline, and there's strike one. Got a fastball and pulled it on the ground foul, so now the count's 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Mike Ford. And the pitch swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline, and now it's a full count, 3-2. Ford trying to get the right ears on the scoreboard of the first inning. Runners all over the place with no one out. The 3-2 pitch is on its way to Ford from Avila, and it's a swing and a liner into right field. Base hit down the line. Could be extra bases. Trammell scores. Here's Marlowe. He's going to score. They're waving in Hummel, and now put on the brakes and hold him at third. It's a two-run double for Mike Ford, and the Red Ears lead it 2-0 at the bottom of the first inning. Couple more runs batted in for Ford. A liner down the right field line. The right fielder, Brandon Dixon, retrieved it quickly. And third base coach Eric Ferris originally was waving Hummel around third, but then put up the stop sign, and Hummel held at third. And now the first pitch to Jake Shiner is hit in the air to center, and the wind is pushing it, going back Liberato, and he makes the catch with his back to home plate. Great grab. Tagging at third and scoring is Hummel. Holding at second is Ford, and it is 3-0 Red Ears. Luis Liberato. We've seen him play great defense when he was with the Red Ears, and that ball was up in the wind and getting pushed to the deepest part of the park, and Liberato caught it with his back to home plate. Sack fly for Shiner. 3-0 Tacoma, runner at second, one out, and here's Colin Moran. And Avila with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Now the 0-1. Up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. One pitch is popped up behind short. Lopes called off by the left fielder Engel, and Engel makes the catch, and that's out number two. Moran flies out to the left fielder. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. Nottingham hitting in the number seven spot of the order today. Six for 27 on the year with two homers. And he takes a fastball outside, ball one. Three runs in to the bottom of the first. Avila walked the first three batters, and they've all scored. 1-0 pitch, down and away, ball two. El Paso's beginning bullpen activity. The 2-0 to Nottingham. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Next pitch pulled towards third on a hop, fielded by Ramirez. Long throw to first, and it is in time for the out. That's Rodriguez. Yorman Rodriguez making the play at third to wrap up the bottom of the first inning. Rainiers get three runs on just one hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, El Paso nothing.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three nothing Rainiers after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Easton McGee staked to an early lead. He set down the side in order in the first, so El Paso cleanup hitter Brandon Dixon will lead things off in the second. McGee into his motion of the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. It's early in the season, and the statistics are still a little out of, they're not fully representative of players' season as they will become over the course of the year. But for now, McGee is among the league leaders in several categories. Entered play today, sixth in the league in ERA with a 3.22 mark. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Second in the league in innings pitched, and he'll probably be first by the time this game's over. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back by Dixon, and the count's even, 2-2. Next pitch high for a ball, full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a foul back. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff, swung on and bounced to short. A high hop to McCoy, but he stays with it and throws out Dixon at first base. And one man is gone in the top of the second inning. Brandon Dixon grounds out to shortstop. And now Alfonso Rivas is the hitter. Now the pitch swung on, grounded up the middle, and that's scooped up by McCoy near the second base bag, and he throws out Rivas, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. So Rivas quickly taken care of on a grounder up the middle. Couldn't quite tell, even looking at the replay, if that hit McGee's leg or not. He's ready to work. He's not acting like a guy who got hit by a grounder, so it must have just missed him. Here's the pitch to Yorman Rodriguez, and it's inside for a ball, 1-0. Here's another look on MILB TV. Just kind of skewed up the middle, and I think he stepped out of the way of it. 1-0 pitch. In for a strike to Rodriguez, and the count's even, 1-1. Next delivery. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air, and the wind will push this out towards Trammell. Moving towards right center, he makes the catch, and Rodriguez is out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Easton McGee sets down the side in order in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 3, El Paso nothing.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
3-0. Tacoma leads El Paso. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Mason McCoy will start things off for the Red Ears against Pedro Avila, and the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. Red Ears drew three straight walks to start the first inning, and then Mike Ford hit a double to bring in a pair. And then Tacoma added another run on a sack fly by Jake Shiner. Now the next pitch to McCoy is in there for a strike, going two. McCoy hitting 239, but with a 386 on base percentage. Next pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left. Back it goes and gone. Onto the deck in left field, Mason McCoy. With a high fly, welcomed a little extra push from the wind, why not? And he circles the bases with his second home run of the season. 2020 man last year, McCoy, and that's his second homer. He already has four steals this year. Right, here's up 4-0. And now Cesar Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez hitting in the number 9 spot. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Hernandez hitting 224 with a 457 on base percentage because he leads the league in walks. He's walked 21 times in 16 games. And he watches a breaking ball go by for a strike. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. 2-1 to Hernandez. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 3-1 is over for a strike. Full count, 3-2. Full count pitch. Inside, ball four, and Hernandez draws the walk. That is the 10th time this week in this series that El Paso has walked Cesar Hernandez. Here's Taylor Trammell. He walked and scored in the first, and he watches a breaking ball miss for ball one. Now this one's up high, ball two. Avila's early season struggles are not what El Paso had in mind last year. He was 7-2 for the Chihuahuas, with a 4.58 ERA. Not bad at all for, actually that's good for a pitcher pitching half his games in that ballpark in El Paso. There's ball three to Trammell. He set the El Paso single season record with 124 strikeouts last year. Here's his 3-0 to Trammell. And the runner goes, the pitch is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. Hernandez steals second base. 3-1 now, the count to Trammell. Cesar Hernandez with his second steal of the season. Now the pitch swung on, grounded sharply to the right side and flagged down nicely by Ravelo at first base, and he turns it into an out. Taking third on the play is Cesar Hernandez. Trammell grounds out to the first baseman unassisted. Runner at third, one out for Cade Marlowe. RBI opportunity here. Here's the pitch to Marlowe, and it's a swing and a foul tip on a curveball. Now the pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. Infield drawn in, and the pitch hit in the air to center field. Back several steps, Liberato. He's there. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hernandez. He'll score easily. And the Red Ears make it a 5-0 lead here at the bottom of the second inning. So Cade Marlowe does the job, gets the runner in from third with less than two outs. Uses a sacrifice fly to get it done. 5-0. Two outs, no one on for Cooper Hummel, who walked his first time up. And the pitch to Hummel is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. In the minor leagues, Hummel has always had a high walk rate. And now he takes the pitch up high, two balls, no strikes. So he's going to fit right in with his new teammates here on the Rainiers. 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 2-1. Hummel's also hit for very high average in the Pacific Coast League. Now, he was with Reno prior to being acquired by the Mariners. And Reno's a great hitter's park. 2-1 pitch inside. But in 2021, he hit .353 in 46 games for Reno. And last year, he played in 33 games for Reno and hit .310. 3-1 pitch. Call to strike, and the count goes full 3-2. His on-base percentage career in the PCL is .426. He takes a called strike three. Hummel thought it was ball four, but it's strike three, and that's the final out in the bottom of the second inning. Pedro Avila with his first strikeout of the game. Rainiers get two runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Five nothing, Tacoma leads El Paso. We head to the third inning. Pedro Severino, Rangel Ravelo, and Jansen Witte to bat at the top of the third against Easton McGee. Severino catching today for El Paso, hitting .306 in 12 games with a couple of homers, including one in this series, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. McGee has set down the side in order in each of the first two innings. And the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count moves to 0-2. Easton McGee from Kentucky. The 0-2 pitch, and this is stroked into right center field, and that's going to get down for a hit. Nicely cutting it off is Marlowe, and he's going to hold Severino to a single. That was well played by Marlowe in right center. Leadoff single for Severino. But Marlowe had to run a long ways to go cut it off. And then quickly get the ball back in to make sure Severino didn't turn that into a double. Rangel Ravelo now the batter. Right-hand hitter playing first base today, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Ravelo in a dozen games for El Paso is hitting .268 on the year. One-oh pitch on its way. In for a strike, 1-1. First time the Rainiers ever faced Rangel Ravelo. He was a Cardinals prospect. And he was with Memphis. This was back when Memphis was in the league. Pitches inside for a ball to Ravelo. 2-1. He's been around a bit now. He's 30 years old and played for Oryx in Japan last year. 2-1 pitch coming from Easton McGee. And it's taken for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Runner at first, no one out. Top of the third inning, Rainier's already up 5-0. McGee with a 2-2 pitch. And it's taken outside, ball three. Full count now. Payoff pitch coming. No, a move to first. And back in standing up is Severino. Here comes the 3-2, and it's inside, ball four. He lost him. Ravelo draws the walk, and Severino takes second. And El Paso has two on with nobody out. And another of their former Rainiers is coming to the plate. It's Jansen Witte. Witte batting in the number nine spot, hitting .233 in 11 games. With a homer. His home run came earlier in this series. Was a go-ahead shot in the game that the Rainiers won on, or pardon me, the El Paso won on Thursday. Pitch from McGee is swung on, hit in the air to center field. Going back is Trammell, still back towards right center, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Severino. He will advance to third. Ravelo remains at first, and one man is out in the top of the third inning. This ball was struck well, and then the wind is pushing everything out. But Trammell knows all about the wind, and he's playing accordingly. And he was able to get back and make that catch. So runners at first and third now with one out. And here's Adam Engel. Rainiers are going to hope for a double play ball. McGee is set, and the pitch is swung on and pulled to third. One hop, Moran goes to second. There's one, on to first. There's two, the double play to escape the jam. Right on cue. That closes out the top of the third inning. The Chihuahuas do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner on base. So we go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Nothing to Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Mike Ford at the plate. He had a two-run double in the first. And the pitch from Pedro Avila is taken down low for a ball, and Avila lost his balance on the follow-through. Ford's two-run double in the first raised his league-leading RBI total to 30. As he takes a breaking ball for a strike down, 1-1. 30 runs batted in, and this is his 18th game played today. That's pretty crazy. He's going to shatter all the RBI records. He's on pace. Not getting one here, though. Pop fly to shallow center. That's caught by Liberato. One out in the bottom of the third inning. Ford flies out, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner hit a long sack fly in the first to drive in a run. Right-hand batter. Avila with the pitch, and it's poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now an off-speed pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Now the 0-2 is bounced foul. Stoto balls, two strikes. The 0-2 up high. Shiner, one of the Red Ears AAA rookies this year. Pitches outside and low for a ball. 2-2. Now a swing and a little bouncer up the middle that's scooped up by the shortstop Lopes, and he throws and gets Shiner at first base, and two men are out in the third. Avila has settled into something of a groove, retiring five in a row. And now Colin Moran is the batter. Moran flied to left field earlier. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 5-0 Rainiers in the third. And this pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here's one outside for a ball. This is getaway day for both teams. El Paso's going home. They're going to play Salt Lake this coming week. Rainiers are going on a 2-week road trip. So here's one high for a ball. First going to Las Vegas and then Salt Lake. No game tomorrow. The Rainiers are going to travel tomorrow and then start up the Vegas series on Tuesday. Next pitch is a swing and a miss by Moran. Full count, 3-2. The games in Vegas this week are all at 7:05 p.m., so we'll get into a rhythm there. 3-2 pitch, grounded foul, first base side. The lone exception is Sunday. Las Vegas does play day games on Sundays at this point in the season when it's not too hot. Still three balls, two strikes to Colin Moran. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to center. Liberato is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the third. Three up, three down. We head to the fourth inning of play with the score. Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year.
Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom design building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Five nothing Tacoba with the lead over El Paso. We head to the fourth inning of play. Easton McGee on the hill. So that one hit through three innings. Was in a bit of a bind last inning, but got an inning-ending double play ball. He'll face Luis Liberato to lead things off in the fourth. Left-hand batter and the pitch. Is bunted up the third baseline, out from behind the plate. Nottingham picks it up, throws to first, not in time. Liberato legs out a bunt single. And that is the second hit for El Paso in this game. So Liberato is aboard, and now Tim Lopes is the batter. Lopes struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. Now McGee's pitch swung out and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 now. And it swung on and fouled away. There's strike two, so McGee out ahead of the count. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in last night's action. The Rainier's next opponent, Las Vegas, is on the road right now. They lost at Sugar Land yesterday, 5-1. 0-2 to Lopes, outside for a ball. Sugarland's J.P. France tossed five shutout innings of one-hit ball, six strikeouts, no walks. Here comes the 1-2 to Lopes. And it's a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Down he goes, and one away at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number two for McGee, and both times it's been Lopes whom he has struck out. Brandon Dixon now the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And it's a fastball upstairs. Oklahoma City has the best record in the league. They beat Albuquerque yesterday 3-2 in Albuquerque. Gavin Stone with 4 2/3 scoreless innings for the Dodgers struck out seven. And Devin Mann had the go-ahead RBI double in the seventh inning. Toss to first, and Liberato's back in. Oklahoma City's 14-6. They have a game and a half lead over second place Round Rock, who lost at Sacramento yesterday 3-2. Now the 1-1 bounced up the middle off the back of McGee. The ball caroms towards third, where it's picked up by Moran, but he has no play. And it'll be an infield single, and the Rainiers trainer, Eric Quinney's on his way out to the mound along with manager John Russell. Was hit up the middle, and it looked like it may have hit McGee in the side. And that's what he's pointing at, kind of the, really his back on the right side. And so they're talking about it now, and looks like McGee's going to get to throw a practice pitch here, make sure it's okay. He nods and says he's all right. So McGee's going to stay in the game with two on and one out. And Alfonso Rivas coming to the plate. Rivas grounded to shortstop earlier. So McGee is ready. And here's his pitch, and it is bunted out and missed, and then a pickoff throw down to second by Nottingham, and they got him. Liberato picked off. And the shortstop, McCoy, dug that throw out on a hop and applied the tag. Throw down to second after the pitch, and McCoy tags out Liberato. No replay review in the PCL. Here's the 0-1 to Rivas, and it is inside for a ball. Pickoff goes 2-6, Nottingham to McCoy. Now the 1-1. And it's popped up foul into the seats on the third base side. In that Sacramento Round Rock game last night that the Rivercats won 3-2, Mitch Haniger homered for Sacramento. He signed with the Giants in the offseason, got injured in spring training, and he's now rehabbing with the Rivercats, and he's hit two homers in four games on his rehab assignment and is about to rejoin San Francisco. Sears went down low for a ball to Rivas. 2-2 the count. So runner at first, two down. A ball and two strikes to Alfonso Rivas. Easton McGee with the pitch. Eventually, here it comes, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Change up from McGee. The 2-2 swung on and foul, hit down the left field line, and it does slice foul in the left field corner. Hummel was in pursuit. So the 2-2 now from McGee. And it swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming. And it's inside, and apparently that was the 3-2 pitch because Rivas is headed down to first base, ball four. So Rivas is the second batter walked by Easton McGee today, and Dixon takes second, and there are two on with two out for Yorman Rodriguez. Rodriguez flied to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Here comes the 0-1. Fouled away, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. McGee trying to finish out the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air towards right, and there's the right fielder, Cade Marlowe, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs for El Paso at the top of the fourth. They had a couple of hits and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing. Pedro Avila has retired 6 in a row after a wild first trip through the lineup. Jacob Nottingham stands in. He grounded out earlier, 0 for 1, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 the count. We'll complete our look at yesterday's PCL action. Reno and Salt Lake split a doubleheader yesterday, but some interesting things occurred in that one. Here's one that misses for a ball to Nottingham, 1-1. Salt Lake in the first game of the doubleheader, in the first inning of the first game of the doubleheader. Here's a swing and a miss by Nottingham. Hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Joe Adell, Trey Cabbage, and Kevin Padlow, former Rainier. Three straight homers in the first inning. They were solos. And they were up 3-0. Now the 1-2 pitch to Nottingham is swung on, and that's hit in the air to center field, up in the wind, and back is Liberato, but he's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out. Mason McCoy is next. The pitcher for Reno, who gave up the three straight homers in the first inning, Slade Ciccone, did not allow another hit for the rest of the game. At least not while he was on the mound. He ended up going six innings, allowing those three solo homers in the first inning and nothing else. Here's a swing and a miss by McCoy. Reno battled back. They tied it up. They ended up playing an extra inning. And Salt Lake then won the game on a throwing error by Seth Beer, the first baseman. Here's a drive to deep center. Back Liberato reaches out, can't get it. And McCoy is going to get extra bases. He's around second and on his way to third. He's being waved around third, takes a big turn and stops there. And now he's in trouble. McCoy is in a rundown between third and home. And he is going to get tagged out for the second out of the inning. My goodness. Eric Ferris, the third base coach, was vigorously waving McCoy around third to take a big turn and then decided to stop him, and McCoy did not go back to the bag in a hurry, and he ended up easily being tagged out between home and third. As once the cutoff man had it, McCoy was in trouble. Cesar Hernandez now the batter. So McCoy should get credited with a triple there, and then he's thrown out. As the pitch eight, six, three, four, two, the relay on the tag out of McCoy. Well, McCoy's now homered and tripled today. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Cesar Hernandez, and he chops one foul on the first base side. Second game of that doubleheader yesterday, Reno won, so it was a split. They won the second game 3-2, but Joe Adell hit another homer for Salt Lake. He homered in both games of the doubleheader, and he leads the Pacific Coast League. He's the first man to 10. He's got 10 homers. Here's a pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. He probably leads all of pro baseball with the 10 homers. No one in the big leagues has 10 yet. Next pitch is outside, ball four. So Hernandez draws his second walk of the game. He's got one more coming later. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter with two outs and a runner at first. Trammell has grounded out and walked so far and scored a run, and he takes a pitch down and in for a ball. Next pitch on its way, the 1-0. Up high. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a foul into the seats. 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball, and the count's even, 2-2. There's action in the El Paso bullpen once again. Here's the 2-2. And it's down and in, ball three. 3-2 coming. Broken bat liner caught by the second baseman for the final out. Taylor lines out to Jansen Witte. And Trammell's going to need a new stick in his next plate appearance. Red Deers do not score the fourth. They had a hit and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning of play. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Five nothing. Tacoma leads El Paso. We go to the fifth inning of play. Easton McGee on the hill. He'll face Pedro Severino, Rangel Ravelo, and Jansen Witte in the top of the fifth. And the pitch to Severino is in there for a strike. McGee with a pitch count of 54 coming into this inning. Severino has a shoelace problem, but he's taking care of it. 0-1 the count. Now pitch is pulled to third on one hop. Moran spears it and throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. Severino bounces out to third, and now Rangel Ravelo will be the batter. Up in Seattle, St. Louis leading the Mariners 6-3. Mariners trying to sweep the Cardinals, but they've got to put together a comeback if they're going to do that. Jared Kelnick with another homer today, another opposite field homer. Here's a blooper to shallow right. Back is Hernandez, and he can't get it. It drops in between Hernandez and Marlowe, and Ravelo has a one-out single on a flare to shallow right field. Hit number four for El Paso. And now Jansen Witte will be the hitter. Not only are the Red Deers going on the road this week, but so too are the Mariners. They've got the old Philadelphia-Toronto-Oakland road trip. Pitch is inside for a ball. Both the Mariners and the Rainiers are off tomorrow. What are the region's baseball fans going to do tomorrow? Are the Aqua Sox home? 1-0 pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch coming. And this is hit in the air to center field. Trammell has it lined up a few steps towards right center, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Witte is retired. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel's 0-2, including a double play grounder his last time up. And the pitch from McGee is pulled to left, and back goes Hummel at the track, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Adam Engel to left field onto the deck. And El Paso's on the board. It's now Tacoma 5, El Paso 2. So the Chihuahuas get out of the scoreboard. Engel lifts one out of here to left. And for Adam Engel, that's the first home run of his rehab assignment. He got injured in spring training with the Padres, pulled a hamstring. That's what he's coming back from. Here's Luis Liberato, and he swings and misses there, strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One coming. Bounce towards first, and Shiner has it behind the bag. He's going to race Liberato there, and he beats him for the putout. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. But Engel connects, and El Paso is on the scoreboard with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 5, El Paso 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To the bottom of the fifth, Tacoma 5, El Paso 2. Cade Marlowe leading things off against new El Paso pitcher Sean Poppin. And first pitch is outside, ball one. Poppin on in relief of Pedro Avila, who went four innings, allowed three hits, five runs all earned, walked five, struck out one. The walks really were a problem for him. As here's Marlowe looping one into left, and there's a base hit to get things started in the fifth inning. Cade Marlowe singles to left field. First time he's hit a ball that direction since joining the Right Ears this season. And it works for a base hit. So that is hit number four for Tacoma. Marlowe's now hit safely in five of the six games he's played in. Pitch to Cooper Hummel is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Poppin in his seventh appearance for El Paso, no record of 6.75 ERA. There goes Marlowe. Pitch is grounded to the right side, and diving is Whitty. He can't get it. It's thrown into right field, a base hit, and Marlowe will go all the way to third. Cooper Hummel with a single through the right side with the runner in motion. And they're at first and third with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. And that means Mike Ford is going to bat with runners in scoring position. He's been pretty good at this, leading the league with 30 runs batted in, including a two-run double earlier today. The pitch from Poppin is taken for ball one. Rainiers are up 5-0. El Paso just closed the gap a bit with Engel's two-run homer in the top of this inning, so the Rainiers would like to respond. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. Ford windmills the bat in the batter's box, and the 1-1 is ball two. A little outside to Ford. Two-one pitch. Swung on and popped up into shallow center field. Back is Lopes, the shortstop, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third and bluffing is Marlowe, but he holds. And that's the first out of the inning, and a rare missed RBI opportunity for Mike Ford. Now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner's 0-for-1 with a sac fly and an RBI. And he takes ball one. Ford came into play today hitting 519 with runners in scoring position. And he's 1-for-2 with runners in scoring position today. So, yeah, keeping it over 500. There's one low and away to Shiner. Two balls, no strikes. Taking second on that pitch was Hummel, so he has his first steal. And there are two men in scoring position now. 2-0 pitch. Misses for a ball, 3-0. That steal has the impact of bringing the infield in as a result. Now El Paso no longer plays for a double play. 3-0 to Shiner. And the pitch is inside, ball four, and that'll load him up. Four-pitch walk, so Shiner heads down to first. Base is loaded, one out for Colin Moran. Moran's 0-for-2 with a couple of flyouts today. Now with the bases loaded, El Paso backs up the infielders because the double play is now in effect again, and the pitch to Moran is up and away, ball one. Yeah, the 1-0. Inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to Moran. And the pitch is called, a strike at the knees, 2-1. Moran had back-to-back games with two hits on Thursday and Friday, but did not get in the hit column yesterday. 2-1 pitch, swung on and sprayed to the left side and threw into left field, a base hit. Marlowe scores. Here comes Hummel. He's going to score as Engel had trouble picking up the ball in left field. A two-run single for Colin Moran, and the Rainiers lead it 7-2. So after El Paso got two runs in the top of this inning, the Rainiers get them back, and the lead is 5 once again. Engel was hoping to be able to get a throw off towards home plate, but he did not field that ball cleanly in left field and couldn't make the throw home by the time he corralled it. Now Nottingham will bat with two on and one out. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch outside to a dough. Time called. The El Paso pitching coach is on his way out to the mound to talk to Sean Poppin. Well, this is the last game of the homestand for the Red Ears. Looking ahead, the Red Ears' next homestand is going to begin Tuesday, May 9th. The Reno Aces will be in town for the first time this year. Or that's not right, for the second time this year. Tuesday, May 9th. It's going to be 7 games in 6 days. There's supposed to be a makeup doubleheader one of those days, but I have not heard a date announced for that yet. But that's on the next coming homestand. The Rainiers start to have more home games in May, especially late May when they have a 2-week homestand. Play resumes. Pitch to Nottingham is fouled at the plate. The count goes to 2-1. Now here's a wild pitch to the backstop, and the runners will advance. Shiner takes third, and Moran moves up to second. And so the double play is out of effect again. And with one out, El Paso will have to bring the infield in. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, first base side. Over is Ravelo, and he can't get it out of play. It landed on top of the dugout. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled away again. Still 3-2. El Paso's warming up a right-hander in his bullpen. All quiet for the Red Ears. Looks like Easton McGee's going to get another inning. Nottingham uses his timeout. Rainier's up 7-2 in the fifth, and a chance to add more runs right here with Shiner at third and Moran at second. And the pitch is a called strike three, and Nottingham goes down looking, and two men are out at the bottom of the fifth. Well, here's Mason McCoy, who's already tripled and homered in this one. Pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is pulled to left field towards the alley and over the left fielder angle, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the sixth. It's Tecoma 7, El Paso 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. Cheese. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
On to the sixth inning. Tim Lopes, Brandon Dixon, and Alfonso Rivas to hit here in the top of the sixth inning. Easton McGee has struck out Lopes twice today. And the right-hander's into his motion. And the first pitch of the inning is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it's outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is swung on and hit in the air towards center. Trammell in a few steps makes the catch. One out in the top of the sixth. Lopes flies to center and Brandon Dixon is next. Taking a look at our Mariner Farm Report. Double A Arkansas picked up a 3-1 victory on the road over the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders in Frisco, Texas. Brian Wu started for the Mariners Double A team yesterday, allowed one run in four innings, struck out seven. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Dixon. And the hot hitter down there kept it going. Robbie Tenorowicz hit a solo homer, his fourth homer. He's batting .440. Double A Arkansas. Here's a swing and a foul back by Dixon. A.J. Puckett just sent to Double A by the Rainiers after filling in here for a bit. He worked two scoreless innings yesterday. Walked four but struck out three and didn't allow any hits. Oh, and two to Dixon. McGee's pitch. Fouled out of play. Still 0-2. There was a farm system sweep last night in the MZorg. Both the A-ball teams won also. Everett defeated Vancouver in the Northwest League 7-3. So here's one inside to Dixon. The starter for Everett, Reed Van Scotter. I'm not sure. He went six scoreless innings, allowed one hit. Struck out seven. Got a two-run homer from James Parker and a homer from catcher Charlie Welch. 1-2 pitch called, strike three. Down goes Dixon, and McGee has his third strikeout of the day. Two down. And now Alfonso Rivas will be the hitter. He's 0-1 with a ground out and a walk. Low A Modesto won on the road at Lake Elsinore, 8-5. The catcher, Freddie Bautista, had a triple and three runs batted in. There's one outside to Rivas. One 0 pitch, fouled back in that. Evens up the count, 1-1. McGee's pitch count right at about 75 now. Now the next pitch, curve, drops in there for a strike. 1-2. One 1-2 delivery. Down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Nottingham had that foul tip glance off his left hand. Right down there where it goes into the mitt, left wrist. He's all right, but that stung. Two-two. Fouled out of play on the third base side. So 2-2. Still. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Rivas, and back-to-back strikeouts close out the top of the sixth inning. That's four on the day for Easton McGee. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 7, El Paso 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seven to two, Tecoma with the lead over El Paso. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Chihuahuas make a pitching change, bring in Michael Baez in a relief role. And he'll face Cesar Hernandez to lead off the bottom of the sixth. Baez tossed a scoreless inning here on Wednesday against the Rainiers. Yeah, first thing he has is a communication problem with his catcher. So Pedro Severino goes to the mound to talk to Baez, and this is the technical issue with the PitchCom system and the earpiece not working. And there were numerous problems with this yesterday on the Tecoma side, and now El Paso has one today. So we could just go back to using signs when this happens, but no. We'll spend time fixing the technological issue. There's the Chihuahuas pitching coach, Scott Mitchell, trying to figure out the system and what's working. And I guess it's working now. All right, delay is over. Hernandez ready to hit. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Michael Baez is in his fourth appearance. He's allowed one run in three innings this season. Tall right-hander from Cuba. Now the 1-1 is inside for a ball. 2-1. One pitch is high, ball three. Three, one inside, ball four, and there's Hernandez's third walk of the game. So that's what he typically does. It's the third time in this series that El Paso has walked Cesar Hernandez three times in one game. It's really amazing. He's up to 24 walks now in 17 games played. Taylor Trammell, the batter, and he swings and torches one to right field. Back goes Dixon, and he is not getting this one. It is gone. A two-run homer for Taylor Trammell. And the Raiders lead it 9-2. First home run of the rehab assignment for Trammell. Coming back from that hamate bone injury, the fractured hamate bone, which typically saps a player's power for a while when they initially come back. But Trammell showing some pop right there with a two-run bomb to right. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter, and he takes inside for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a fly towards left. Angles over there, and he's in position, and he makes the catch. It's out number one in the bottom of the sixth. And now Cooper Hummel's the batter. Raiders with two homers today, up to 28 on the year. They're in the middle of the pack in the PCL in the home run hitting category. Pitch to Hummel is in for a strike. Early on, the Rainiers were hitting a ton of three-run homers, especially in that series against Reno, the first homestand. So there's a swing and a miss. But now the other categories are, the other homers are catching up. The Rainiers have hit 7 three-run homers this year, but now 8 solos, 12 two-runs. And then the one grand slam the other day by Ford. Here's a foul out of play by Hummel. 0-2 the count. Now Hummel watches outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in on it is Engel, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Hummel flies to left, two away. And that'll bring Mike Ford to the plate. Ford's 1-for-3 with a two-run double. And he takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. No runners in scoring position for Ford this time around. He swings and hits one high in the air down the right field line, and it hooks and goes foul towards the berm, and that'll be a souvenir for a kid out there. If you want a foul ball, hang out on that berm. You got a chance out there. You have to pay attention, though. They come in hot sometimes as Ford lines one foul down the right field line. Still 1-2. Plus, sometimes a player will just throw a ball onto the berm, like just happened. The 1-2 bounced foul. Ford fouling off pitches and hanging in there against Michael Baez. Now the 1-2 is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now Ford swings and hits one to the shortstop that's short hopped by Lopes, and he throws out Ford at first, ending the bottom of the sixth inning. But the Red Raiders tack on two more runs on one hit, the Taylor Trammell homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 9, El Paso 2.
There are times when more is not better, like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
On to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears leading El Paso 9-2. Easton McGee's been in there since the start for the Red Ears, and he's going to pitch into the seventh. Yorman Rodriguez stands in, right-hand batter. And the pitch from McGee is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rodriguez is flied to center and flied to right. Now the 0-1 is bounced up the third baseline. No one's going to field that one. It's an infield single for Rodriguez. And he's on to start the seventh inning. Rainiers have bullpen activity underway for the first time today. A right-hander throwing out there. Severino reaching there. On an infield single, he took a full swing, but he might as well have bunted that pitch the way the ball behaved afterward. Just a little dribbler up the third baseline. Pitch is in for a strike to Severino. Severino's 1-for-2 with a single. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Looks like Nolan Blackwood is warming up in the Tacoma pen. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. 1-2. Pitch is outside. Two and two, the count. And the pitch is swung on and lined into center field, and that's a base hit for Severino. Rodriguez goes to second and stops there, and El Paso has back-to-back singles to start the top of the seventh inning from Rodriguez and Severino. They're up to seven hits. In fact, the hit columns are the same right now. Each team with seven hits in this game. Both the Rainiers have drawn six walks, actually seven walks. And of those seven batters who walked, five have scored. El Paso has drawn two walks, and neither of those guys scored. Ravelo now the batter. He has singled and walked and scored a run. Right-hand batter, veteran. Easton McGee is set. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ravelo's played in the big leagues with both, with St. Louis in 2019 and 2020. 0-1 pitch, grounded foul in the home plate area. 0-2 now. So no balls, two strikes. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. McGee with a strikeout, his fifth of the day, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. So he strikes out Ravelo. And now Jansen Witte will be the batter, but John Russell's on his way to the mound. And it looks like Easton McGee is done, and yes, he is. They're going to go to the bullpen and get Blackwood in there to face Witte. Great start for Easton McGee, who continues to really show something here in the first month of the season in his first year with a new organization. First year in the Mariners system, picked up in the offseason on a waiver claim, and he's had now four straight very good starts for the Rainiers. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the seventh. Two on, one out. Rainiers lead at 9-2.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online.
Fred Meyer. Fresh for everyone.
We're in the top of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with a 9-2 lead over El Paso, but they have two on with one out. Whitty at the plate, and Nolan Blackwood, the new Red Ears pitcher, misses with his first pitch, ball one. Blackwood, a sidearmer. And he's ready. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss by Whitty. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Easton McGee went 6 1/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 2 runs. He is responsible for the men on base, though. He walked 2, struck out 5. In line for a win if the Rainiers can close this out. Next pitch is outside, and the count goes to 2-1. There's the 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. And that evens things up 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Blackwood's appearing in his sixth game for the Red Ears. He's allowed 1 run in 7 1/3 innings, a 1.23 ERA. 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. Here comes the 3-2 to Whitty, and it is swung on, grounded to second, might be two. Hernandez feeds McCoy, that's one, on to first, that's two. The Red Ears get the double play. Nolan Blackwood gets the 4-6-3 twin killing. The runners are stranded, and El Paso does not score in the top of the seventh inning. No runs on 2 hits, 1 runner left. It's the stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 9, El Paso 2.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium on our throwback weekend 1990s day, and they force fed us some Spice Girls between innings there. Favorite moment of the day, no doubt, for PA announcer Randy McNair. New pitcher for El Paso, it's Eric Hanhold, and he throws a strike to Jake Shiner, 0-1 the count. Hanhold, the fourth pitcher for El Paso today. His 0-1 to Shiner in there for strike two. Shiner's 0-for-1 with a sac fly and an RBI. He's also trying to walk. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Eric Hanhold strikes out Shiner on 3 pitches. handholds in relief of Michael Baez, who went one inning, allowed one hit, two runs, both earned, walked one, no strikeouts. Sure, he'll hit that homer off him. Colin Moran now the batter, one for three with a couple of runs batted in. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Swung on, bounced to the right side. That's scooped up by Whitty. Throw to first in time for the out, and quickly two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. And that'll bring Jacob Nottingham to the plate. He's the only Rainiers hitter who has not reached base with a hitter or walk in this game. See if he can change that here in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Mariners still trailing St. Louis 7-3 now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nolan Gorman's three-run homer, the big hit in that game for St. Louis. 1-0 pitch in for a strike to Nottingham. Now the 1-1 is rolled back to the mound, and that's fielded by Handhold. And they throw to first for the putout, and Nottingham really got jammed on that one. That wraps up the bottom of the seventh. Rainiers go down in order. We head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 9, El Paso 2.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
On to the eighth inning. Tacoma out in front, 9-2 over El Paso. They go to the bullpen, bring in Taylor Williams to pitch the top of the eighth. Nolan Blackwood faced just one hitter, got a double play grounder to end the seventh, so very successful outing for him. And Williams will now come in for his eighth appearance of the season. He'll face the top of the order. It'll be Adam Engel, Luis Liberato, and Tim Lopes. Engel's two-run homer in the fifth. The only El Paso runs in this game so far. Williams ready with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Williams pitched a couple scoreless innings in game two of this series on Wednesday. That was his last outing. Here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to short. Fielded by McCoy. Throw to first. In time for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the eighth inning. Adam Engel grounds to shortstop. And now Luis Liberato will be the batter. Luis Liberato. Liberato 1-for-3 with a bunt single in this one. And he swings and misses. There's strike one. Interesting feat accomplished in the big leagues today in the Red Sox-Brewers game that was played in Milwaukee, but it was a Red Sox feat of strength, if you will. Here's a swing and a fly to left field. This might carry. Hummels back. Nope, he's got room. He makes the catch at the warning track, and two men are out in the top of the eighth inning. Liberato retired, and now Tim Lopes is the hitter. The Red Sox have the rookie outfielder who they brought over from Japan, where he was a star, Masataka Yoshida. Today he hit two home runs in one inning against the Brewers. They had a 9-run eighth inning, the Red Sox did, won the game 12-5. In that inning, Yoshida hit a solo homer, and then later his turn to bat came around again with the bases loaded, and he hit a grand slam. Same inning, two homers. Here's one up high for a ball, two and down. That's something we have not seen here in Tacoma in the last 25 years. Two homers in one inning, and this is a home run league. 2-0 pitch outside for a ball. He was the fifth player in Red Sox history to hit two homers in one inning, and they've been around for over 100 years. Well, the 3-0 pitch in for a strike, 3-1. Last Red Sox player to do it was David Ortiz in 2008. And Nomar Garcia-Parra did it in 2002. 3-1 pitch, fouled back, full count now, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs in the top of the eighth. Taylor Williams trying to close out the inning. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Williams battles back and strikes out Lopes after falling behind 3-0. Three up, three down at the top of the eighth. Taylor Williams takes care of the Chihuahuas. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 9, El Paso 2.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Red Ears lead 9-2. And El Paso brings in Domingo Tapia to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Their last pitcher, Eric Hanhold, set down the side in order with a strikeout in the seventh. Mason McCoy stands in 2-for-3 with a triple and a homer. And the pitch is a fastball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Tapia can work in the mid to upper 90s with his fastball. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right center, ranging over Liberato, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the eighth. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the hitter. Parent club of the Chihuahuas, the Padres, they're winning today. They lead Arizona 7-3 in the eighth inning right now. Now here's a shot up the middle and a base hit for Hernandez on the first pitch he sees. And he reaches for his fourth time in this game. Three walks and a single. Now Taylor Trammell is the hitter. Trammell's 1-for-3 with a two-run homer in the sixth. And the pitch from Tapia, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. We'll see if Trammell is still on his rehab assignment on Tuesday when the Rainiers play their next game. Don't really know what the Mariners are going to do in regards to that. But they got to be close to making a decision as Trammell takes one down low for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Time called. Trammell uses his timeout. Steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit again. The 1-2 from Tapia, high, 2-2. Trammell's only struck out one time in 22 plate appearances on this rehab assignment. He's in danger of it here with the two-strike count, but regardless, that's really encouraging that he's made contact here right away. Next pitch, swing, and a foul tip on an off-speed pitch from Tapia. He's hit the ball hard. He's played well in center field. He's stolen a couple of bases. 2-2, down low, ball three. So full count, 3-2. Rainiers lead 9-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Three-two delivery. Breaking ball called, strike three, and Trammell knew it. And, well, there's strikeout number two. First one for Tapia tonight. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe 1-for-2 with a single. He's also walked. He's had a sacrifice fly. He's scored two runs. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch from Tapia is taken low and away for a ball. Now the 1-0, swung on and pulled foul down the first baseline. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch, fouled away. Count moves to 1-2. Now the 1-2, just outside, two balls, two strikes. Looking ahead to the ninth, El Paso has Dixon, Rivas, and Rodriguez due up. Now the 2-2, and that's a check swing, and he went around. Strike three. Marlowe has struck out, wrapping up the bottom of the eighth. So Domingo Tapia works a scoreless bottom of the eighth. Rainier's had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Rainiers trying to close out an extremely successful homestand. Our score, Tacoma 9, El Paso 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers with a 9-2 lead over El Paso. And Ryder Ryan has been summoned from the bullpen to pitch the ninth inning for the Rainiers. He's on in relief of Taylor Williams. Williams went one scoreless inning with a strikeout. He'll face, Ryan will face Brandon Dixon to start things off. This is Ryan's second appearance since joining the Rainiers. Well, he came off the injured list. He started the year on the IL. Injury lingering from spring training, but he's healthy now. His pitch to Dixon is in there for a strike, 0-1. He pitched a scoreless inning in his season debut earlier in this series. Ryan now with the 0-1 on its way. And there's a swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 to Dixon. Ryan signed as a minor league free agent this offseason. Was with the Round Rock Express the last two seasons. Next pitch, check swing, and he held up in time, Dixon did. 1-2. Ryan's been with several different organizations. Now his 1-2 pitch down in the dirt, 2-2. In a bizarre bit of coincidence, Ryder Ryan is one of two Tacoma Rainiers players who was once traded for the major league outfielder Jay Bruce, who has since retired. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third, fielded by Moran, and he throws to first for the out, and one man is gone. Dixon bounces out to Colin Moran at third, and now Alfonso Rivas is the batter. Ryan was at Class A in 2017 in the Cleveland system when he was traded to the Mets for Jay Bruce. Major league slugger for a minor league prospect deal. So here's a swing and a miss by Rivas. And then the Mariners got Jake Schiner in June of 2019 when they traded Jay Bruce to the Phillies, and Schiner was an A-ball with the Phillies, and that's how he was acquired by the Mariners organization. So both Schiner and Ryder Ryan were traded straight up when they were in Class A for Jay Bruce, who hit over 300 homers in the big leagues. Now the pitch to Rivas is outside for a ball, 2-1. If there's anyone else who's been traded straight up for Jay Bruce, they're welcome to join the Rainiers this season. Now a swing and a miss by Rivas, 2-2. Rainiers two outs away from a victory on this Sunday afternoon, trying to wrap up a 5-1 homestand. And their first homestand was a big success, too, as there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Rivas strikes out, and two men are gone. And now, Yorman Rodriguez will be the batter. The Rainiers went 4-1 in the first homestand, so if they get this last out here, they will be 9-2 in home games this year. And I can't remember the last time the Rainiers won at home at a great rate early in the season. Here's a grounder to short. McCoy has it, throws in the dirt to first, picked by Shiner. And that's the final out of the ball game. Tacoma Rainiers win it 9-2, the final score. They go to a season high, four games over 500 at 12-8 overall. And the Rainiers, with a very, very successful homestand here, win 5 out of 6 from El Paso. And Tacoma will now hit the road for 2 weeks. We'll see if they can keep the positive momentum going on the road. Next game will be Tuesday in Las Vegas at 7.05 p.m. We'll have the streaming broadcast for you right here. Rainiers win at 9-2, the final. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 9-2 and complete a highly successful homestand in which the Rainiers took 5 out of 6 from the San Diego Padres AAA club. And Tacoma's now going to try to keep it going on the road with a long road trip coming up. 2 weeks, 12 games, 6 in Las Vegas and 6 in Salt Lake City. Rainiers jumped out early today against Pedro Avila, who was wild out of the gate for El Paso. The first three batters for the Rainiers in the bottom of the first inning all walked. Taylor Trammell, Cade Marlowe, Cooper Hummel. You don't want to walk the bases loaded right before Mike Ford comes to the plate. Not right now. Ford's on a tear. And he hit a two-run double to right field, and the Rainiers were up 2-0 in the first. And then Jake Shiner finished, followed with a long sacrifice fly to center field. Liberato made a great catch on it. That made it 3-0 in the first. Right here's got two more in the second. Mason McCoy launched a homer to left field, his second of the year. That made it 4-0. And then Cesar Hernandez walked, stole second base, went to third on a ground out, and scored on Cade Marlowe's sacrifice fly. It was 5-0 Rainiers after just two innings. The Rainiers starter, Easton McGee, cruised through the first couple of innings, got a double play to get out of a jam in the third, and was working on a three-hit shutout through four. But in the fifth, with two outs and a runner at first, the rehabbing major leaguer Adam Engel lifted a two-run homer to left field, first homer of his rehab assignment, and it was Tacoma 5, El Paso 2. And we were maybe briefly concerned that El Paso was getting back into the game, but any concern or worry about that quickly disappeared. The Red Raiders scored twice in the bottom of the fifth, responding immediately. They loaded the bases against reliever Sean Poppin when Cade Marlowe singled, Cooper Hummel singled, and with one out, Jake Shiner walked. That brought up Colin Moran, and Moran came through with a two-run single to left field, bringing in both Marlowe and Hummel, and that made it 7-2 Tacoma. Then in the sixth inning against Michael Baez, Hernandez drew his third walk of the game, a leadoff walk, and then Taylor Trammell ripped one, a rocket shot to right field, his first home run of his rehab assignment, and the Red Raiders were ahead 9-2 in the sixth, and for all intents and purposes, that was that. McGee ended up going 6 1/3 innings. In the seventh, he allowed two singles, got a strikeout on the last batter he faced. Tacoma brought in Nolan Blackwood to face Jansen Witte, and Blackwood promptly got an inning-ending double play. So McGee went 6 1/3, allowed two runs on seven hits, walked two, struck out five, ended up getting the win. And the Rainiers' bullpen today was perfect. Blackwood got that double play ball. Taylor Williams, 3-3 in the eighth, and Ryder Ryan, 3-3 in the ninth. Raiders win it 9-2, the final score. Here are your final totals for Tacoma, 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. El Paso, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Easton McGee. He's 3-0. Loss goes to Avila. He's 1-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 21 minutes, and the attendance, 6,564. With the win, the Raiders improved to 12-8 on the season, and El Paso now has 7 wins and 14 losses. These two teams aren't going to see one another until late June. El Paso's going home to play Salt Lake, and the Raiders are hitting the road, as I said, for 2 weeks. We'll be in Vegas on Tuesday. No game tomorrow. Vegas on Tuesday, and that game will be at 7:05. We'll start our pregame at 6:55. Tommy Malone returns to the Raiders rotation on Tuesday. He'll be making the start against right-hander Luis Medina of Las Vegas. That's Tuesday at 7:05. Raiders win at 9-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, including the Mariners game, right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rainiers win. They take down El Paso 9-2, and Tacoma wins 5 of the 6 games against the El Paso Chihuahuas. Just a great homestand for the Red Ears. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners were going for a sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals today. They did not get it. The Cardinals salvaged the final game of the series, beating the M's 7-3. A lot of homers hit in this one early on. and including one by Jared Kelnick for the M's, back-to-back games with a homer for Kelnick, who's up to six. He leads the team. But it was 3-3 in the fourth inning, and Nolan Gorman, second-year player for St. Louis, who's off to a great start this year, he hit a three-run homer to snap the 3-3 tie, put the Cardinals up 6-3, and they went on to win it 7-3 was the final. Chris Flexen with a tough outing for the M's today. He ends up taking the loss in that one. So Mariners settle for winning 2 out of 3 from St. Louis. They went 5-4 on their 9-game homestand, and now they hit the road on a long road trip of their own beginning on Tuesday. Like the Rainiers, they are off tomorrow. All right, a lot of action in the majors today, so let's just hit that big league scoreboard. We'll start with the interleague games because that's what the Mariners played today, an interleague game against St. Louis, so we'll continue with that. Astros beat the Braves 5-2 in Atlanta. They were down 2-0 going to the eighth. Yordan Alvarez, two-run single in the eighth to tie it, and then they rallied and scored three in the ninth. The Astros have won 4 in a row, and they are now 12-10 on the year. The Guardians avoid being swept by the Marlins. They got him today 7-4. Logan Allen in his major league debut, left-hand pitcher for Cleveland. He allowed 1 run in 6 innings, struck out 8, and got the win. And the Twins beat the Nationals 3-1 as Jorge Polanco had 3 hits, including a homer. And then the game we talked about earlier, the Red Sox were trailing Milwaukee at Milwaukee until the 8th when they scored 9 runs at the top of the 8th inning. Masataka Yoshida for the Red Sox homered twice in that inning. 2 homers in 1 inning, a solo shot and a grand slam. 5th player in Boston's long history to hit 2 homers in 1 inning, and the first since David Ortiz in 2008. In American League games today, the Orioles made it 6 straight wins with a 10-inning, 2-1 victory over Detroit. Former Mariner Adam Frazier with a game-winning RBI double in the bottom of the 10th. Toronto starter Kevin Gausman went 7 scoreless innings and struck out 11. The Jays beat the Yankees 5-1. Tampa Bay is undefeated at home this year. They beat the White Sox 4-1. They are 13-0 at home, 19-3 overall. They've homered in each of their first 22 games of the season. Today they had long balls hit by Harold Ramirez and Luke Rayleigh. The Rangers beat the A's 5-2. Jacob DeGrom struck out 11 over 6 innings, gave up just 2 runs, notched a win. And the Angels beat the Royals 4-3. They had back-to-back-to-back homers hit by Taylor Ward, Mike Trout, and Shohei Ohtani. National League games, the Phillies hit 4 homers, Trey Turner, Cody Clemens, Bryson Stott, and Brandon Marsh, and they hammered Colorado 9-3. The Pirates are sneaky hot right now. They won their 7th in a row, shutting out Cincinnati 2-0. Vincent Velasquez, 7 scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. Don't sleep on the Pirates. They're 16-7 to start the year. Dodgers beat the Cubs 7-3. Mookie Betts started at shortstop at Wrigley, had a homer and 4 runs batted in. Padres, well, it just ended. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 7-5. Yu Darvish got his first win of the year. Josh Hader is 8th save for San Diego. And Sunday Night Baseball is just underway. The Mets and the Giants from San Francisco. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat El Paso 9-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers win. They beat El Paso 9-2. They win 5 out of 6 on the homestand. They are 9-2 in terms of wins and losses here at Cheney Stadium so far this year. And overall, 12 wins, 8 losses. And Tacoma's near the top of the league standings. Not at the top, but in the top 3. And off to a very good start. And, you know, we're playing split seasons this year. So if the Rainiers could win the league's first half, that secures a playoff spot. And, you know, it's good to be off to a great start because it really helps the first half picture. Maybe they can continue playing well, racking up wins early in the season, and see how things are looking by the time the end of June rolls around and the first half is winding down. Two homers today, Trammell and McCoy. Mike Ford kept it going with a two-run double. He's up to 30 runs batted in 18 games. That's just insane. Easton McGee with his fourth consecutive very good starting pitching performance going into the seventh inning and allowing just 2 runs. And the bullpen didn't allow a base runner. Really lots of highlights all around for the Rainiers today. On the league scoreboard, Oklahoma City hammered Albuquerque 11-1. Oklahoma City's in first. The Rainiers are 2.5 games behind them. Round Rock beat Sacramento 3-1. They are 1.5 games behind Oklahoma City. Reno shut out Salt Lake 8-0. And the Rainiers' opponent on Tuesday, Vegas, they beat Sugar Land 4-3 on the road today, and they are now 9-12. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. Tuesday's game starts at 7:05. We'll start the pregame rolling at about 6:55. It'll be available on this stream. And the Rainiers are going to send Tommy Malone to the mound against right-hander Luis Medina of the Las Vegas Aviators. Going to be an interesting series since the news just broke that the Oakland A's are, well, probably going to move to Las Vegas. Certainly seems that way. They still have to complete the hurdle of finishing the financing for their ballpark, but it's going to be interesting to talk to people in Vegas about that, and I'll try to get some insight for you and pass that along during the broadcast coming up this week, as certainly is going to be an interesting time to be in Las Vegas. In fact, when that news broke that the A's committed to buying the land to build the stadium in Vegas, the Aviators were on the road. These are going to be their first home game since that became a real likelihood of Major League Baseball moving to Las Vegas. So should be quite a bit of hubbub about this at Las Vegas Ballpark when the Rainiers arrive there on Tuesday. All right, thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma beats El Paso 9-2. Have a great afternoon.